Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. No guests tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. We've had guests every night for like the last couple of weeks, haven't we, Drew?
I think so. Maybe not last week, but this week we've had them.
Oh, really? Just feels that way?
Just feels that way, yeah.
I thought we had some guests last week.
I think we had some empty space last week, but it's all right.
Can you name one guest from last week?
Jerry Manthe. That was this week.
Kevin Smith? Kevin Smith was last week. Yeah. All right. Jay Moore coming in next week. Matthew Lillard and Slash. Oh, Slash. Haven't seen him in a while. I haven't heard anything from him. So we'll see him next week.
And are you getting a mind melting buzz in your headphones right now?
Yeah, I'm hearing a buzz.
Yeah.
Anderson, you have any idea what that buzz is? No. Yeah. It's not melting my mind, though.
I have no buzz.
All right.
You want to ask about AM radios as long as we're talking about buzzes?
No, because I know there's no answer to this.
You'll go on for an hour.
But there's something that drives me insane. I like to listen to AM radio. I like talk radio, and I enjoy listening to it. You find it most on AM. I have a beautiful, like, $1,300 Marantz tuner in my home that is really top of the line. I mean, you can get a good one for $400. This thing's over $1,000. You put AM, there's a constant hum going on AM. The other day, I bought a clock radio for $13 AM, clear as a bell. And I cannot for the life of me figure out why AM radio does not come in on nice home theater or expensive tuners. It only comes on cheap radios. Anderson, and you have an answer for that? And the car. And I just noticed it when Anderson turned on the AM in here and pumped it into the studio, and it was buzzing away like a mother effer. There's no suitable answer for that. I've asked many people.
Engine noise.
Engine noise what?
Oh, that we're hearing now?
No, not now.
In AM?
Yeah, AM.
Engine noise?
Yes.
What engine?
In your house? No, in the house.
No, I don't know.
Clear as a bell in a car.
I'm not a real engineer.
And clear, no kidding. I get back there.
I like the way he says that. I'm not really an engineer, guys.
There's no good. I just
play one for you guys.
I can go to a thrift store, pay $2 for an AM radio from 1971, and it'll come in clear as a bell. But if I try to tune it in a home stereo, it never, ever comes in. And nobody has an answer for that. All right. Let's talk to, what name is that?
Malik.
Malik?
Yeah. Hi.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
My boyfriend told me he has chlamydia, and I want to know what it is, and can I get it?
Oh, yeah, you can get it. And it's an infection in men. It's an infection typically of the urethra.
Is this Malik the chick?
No, the guy.
Malik the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
you don't hear about chlamydia getting passed from guy to guy.
It does. You can get it in your throat if you're giving oral sex. You can get it in your eye. You can get it in your rear end, if that's what you're doing.
What is it?
It's similar to a bacteria, and it causes an infection.
What's it do to a guy, though? It doesn't harm a guy too much, does it?
A complication. Remember that guy with the epididymitis last night? That could have been chlamydia. You can get complications, but it causes painful pee, usually. That's the most common thing.
Or like medication you can take?
Or a sore throat. Yeah, it can be treated with really a single dose now of a medicine called azithromycin.
You can get it in your ass?
Yeah, imagine. I've never
really?
Seen it,
yeah. Never heard of that. Uh-oh. Anderson, watch what you're pushing over there.
Maybe Malik? I could be wrong about that, but I've certainly seen it in the throat and certainly urethra and complex.
How's the gay lifestyle treating you?
It's all right.
It's good?
Yeah.
Is your behymen still intact?
Yeah.
It is, huh? Just the oral sex?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of them, huh?
And he's been treated, your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. Who's yelling back there, Malik?
My mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why you're gay? Because mom always yells?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, next time she asks you, you can tell her why. All right, Malik. Listen, where are you going? Junior college?
No.
You working?
Yeah.
Where are you working?
Hospital.
Okay. All right. Don't steal any drugs. Don't steal any jewelry off of old dead people. And enjoy your life, all right?
All right. Thanks.
And be careful out there.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Good job at a hospital at 18?
We didn't ask what he did. He may be working in the kitchen or something. Who knows?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Ask him?
I'm scared his mom's going to yell at me.
Malik?
He's the head of neurosurgery. Malik? Nah, he hung up. His mom's mad. John.
Hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been, recently sexually active with my girlfriend. And, I'm not really sure about this, but I like, trouble sustaining an erection or even ejaculating.
What do you mean you're not sure about it?
I can go, 20 minutes during sex and, not ejaculate.
No, that's good. You have an erection the whole time?
No, that's the problem. It goes down a little bit. I can feel it,
Losing.
Yeah. Let me give you a little tip there, John. When you lose the penis, the erection, you can't also claim I don't ejaculate. You know what I mean? You have to stop the clock.
It's still hard. It's not gone. It's
leather.
It can bend a little bit.
It can bend.
Right.
Do you take any medication?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And that was one thing I was wondering about. If it's not medication, is it something that you see a psychiatrist about or something?
Mm. The medicine to correct this, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a mental thing.
No. Well.
Yeah. Could be.
Anxiety. Nervous. Are you nervous?
No.
You're not nervous. Are you thinking anything when you're having sex with someone?
No, not really. I don't really.
Is it the same person every time?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Are you into her?
Yes, I am.
Are you really ready to have sex? Is that something?
Yeah. No, but that's even oral sex and hand jobs. And I've only really ejaculated once, and I had to stop one time because it's something else. I was almost there and I had to stop, but really only once I've ever ejaculated.
Yeah, what feels the best? I mean, sex or the oral sex?
No, oral sex, didn't ever work. Three times we tried and it didn't work.
Do you masturbate?
Occasionally.
Yeah. You better get on that. I mean, you better figure it out. You better get used to it.
I've been trying to, Yeah, I hear you talking. I'm a long-time listener, and I hear you dry, and then you use lubrication, and I've tried both, and,
How long ago did you sort of start developing puberty?
What do you mean?
What time did the hair development, that kind of thing start?
Actually, it was pretty late. It was, the beginning, or, the middle of the seventh grade year, and, most of the guys are on, end of sixth grade, so I feel kind of...
Are you shorter than most of your peers?
I used to be, but I'm not. I guess I could be a little bit shorter.
Yeah, I think he just hasn't really gone to puberty yet. I think he's not producing anything.
Yeah, he's a late bloomer. He's having trouble getting it going.
This is the nutty thing about our age. These kids are starting to have sex before their bodies are even prepared to have it yet.
Right.
It's right. Nuts.
It's like the guy got in his first menage before he got his first pube.
Yeah.
You're right. Right. Thank God my body was good and ready. I mean, it was dried out like a piece of beef jerky by the time. It had
mummified. It
aged to perfection. That's right. The Egyptians, they pulled my brain out through a dental instrument, through my nose, and packed my head with hemp that had been soaked in safflower oil.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I was ready to have sex. Yeah, some guys are a little bit slow, a little bit later. I know you can't sympathize with this, Drew, because you're a passionate, passionate man. But when I was 16, I was probably a year and a half behind. I mean, it took me a while to get the old dork working.
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah, but if he's a year or two behind, he's going to hit a stride the next year or two.
I understand. He had to cool out in the meantime, wait till his body's ready to do it.
Or he could just sort of push through it and see if he can jumpstart it a little. Danny?
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Dr. Drew, I got a quick question about SSRIs.
Yep.
I was on Paxil for about a year and a half, and then I was on about 30 milligrams. The doctor bumped me up to 40, and I started feeling a whole bunch of bad side effects. I was taking off cold turkey.
Ouch.
And I was allowed to go about 3 weeks before I saw him again. He tried to recharge me, and... that didn't work. Everything just went to hell after that. So I, about 3 weeks ago, I stopped it again myself because I was just feeling too horrible. So what I did was I just quit cold turkey again and been trying to use Xanax to help me out. But I was wondering, because none of the doctors I've seen seem to know about any possibility of withdrawal from this medication.
Oh, Paxil has an awful withdrawal syndrome. You feel really dizzy. It's a very funny feeling. People have trouble describing it. It's like the sort of dizzy meets panic, and right.
Well,
Are those two of the dwarves from Snow White?
They just met.
Well, not necessarily the dizziness, but more like kind of like feel like you get some zaps through your body.
Yeah, no, there is a definite withdrawal from Paxil, and sometimes one from Effexor.
All right, so what should he do?
Let me ask a couple more things. Also, I was also pretty much like had a smothering shortness of breath sensation for about 10 days.
Yeah.
It kind of comes and goes.
Yeah.
Also, there's a couple of days where I kind of feel like I have the flu.
Yeah, are you not seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I went to a new one, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "Let me put you on Celexa." And I was like, whoa, that's not what I wanted to hear.
You may need something to sort of compensate, sort of something that has a compensatory mechanism to settle this thing down before you come off that one. I mean, you should have come down off the Paxil very slowly.
Yeah,
slowly.
From what I understand, that's how it's supposed to go. But
yeah.
then, all of a sudden the doctor, that's why
it was a big mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would,
cold turkey.
I have heard of people going on to other ones like Celexa and getting some relief, and I think you ought to follow the direction and then let them take you off that one. But this can be a really miserable, miserable experience. They can go on for a long time. So
why do you want to get off in the first place, though?
He didn't say.
All right.
You know, bad side effects, he said. I didn't say what. But.
All right. A lot of hosts would go back and ask, but not me. I'm moving forward. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first, I want to apologize because the screener asked me if I've ever called the show before because I sounded familiar, and I said no instead of reflex, but I really have, and I feel really stupid.
Whatever.
All right.
Okay. But, okay. Well, a while ago, I heard a lesbian call in, and she said that she couldn't have an orgasm with her lover, but yet her lover could feel her having contractions, even though she couldn't feel the contractions herself or the sensation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like our show.
I don't remember the call, but...
It does sound like something you might hear.
Well,
lesbians talking about feeling their partner's contractions.
Right, yes. That's us.
Nice, okay.
Okay, well, I was wondering, first of all, how that was possible.
Well, with arousal with women, there can be some tightening of the vaginal muscles, and that may not be the rhythmic contractions of orgasm.
Okay, because what made me think of this was the other night I was having sex with my boyfriend, and when we finished, he had just pulled out and everything, and his dog came over to me, and I was so afraid. She acted like she's going to go to that area, so I put my hand over the area to protect myself, and I felt contractions down there, but I didn't have an orgasm or anything, and I was wondering what the heck that was all about.
That's just you. That's all right. It's normal to have a certain amount, and that probably wasn't real rhythmic, regular contractions, just sort of relaxing and...
Okay.
I don't even know if I can. This is sort of graphic stuff. I'm not sure if I can describe it. Basically, there
really?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of relaxation that goes on as women become receptive too. So things actually open a little bit in preparation, but they don't just open. They have some sort of a hippus. They kind of open and close a little bit.
What do you mean hippus?
Hippus is like the
pupil
does that. It gets
Oh, I see. It gets contracts and expands.
Yeah, but not big contractions, just like little
ones. Yeah. And then when the penis is gone and...
there's some little left behind.
The dog snout has now replaced the penis.
Right.
What is it with the dudes who keep the dog in the room when they're banging the girlfriend? Is that a little intrusive? you know what I mean?
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 18.
What kind of dog?
She's part Australian Shepherd and something else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had a strong Australian Shepherd read.
Did you?
You know who this guy is? Can you read this guy, who the guy is?
Yeah, but...
The Australian Shepherd.
Yeah. All right. And what does your...
Does he build his own houses and surf during the day?
No, he's 18. He doesn't do anything. I was picturing the surf thing, too, but they're in Ohio. Hey, Megan?
Yeah?
All right. Did he let the dog in after he got done having sex with you?
No, she was in there the whole time. He also has a golden retriever and a half German Shepherd, half coyote, but they sleep with his mom.
The half German Shepherd, half coyote?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeps with his mom.
Is it really coyote? Really half coyote?
Yes, she is, and she's beautiful.
So a German Shepherd or a coyote raped a German Shepherd or vice versa?
I'm not really sure.
I think the
Can
farmer.
You do that? I guess. Do coyotes have sex with just regular dogs?
I guess.
I thought they ate them.
Coyote crosses before.
All right, so half German Shepherd, half coyote, and the dog's cool?
Oh, she's really sweet, but when she gets mad at the other dogs or something, she's really vicious. She's, I guess, one of those dogs that's, you know, she's real docile all the time, but she, her anger builds up and she goes all out.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, keep them all away from your crotch, and don't worry about the contractions.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good times.
All right, yeah. Bye.
I don't like those people who's, you know what a dog is to a human being? A dog is like what your own fart is to you. You don't mind it.
Right, right, right.
No big deal for you.
But you,
you may even enjoy it.
But you should make an attempt to be empathic about the other person.
Well, you know some people, their dogs sleep on their bed with them, and they're always up on the sofa, and they're just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And so now you're used to the smell and the vibe and the essence of the dog. You even enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of an extension of you.
Here's your dog. Yeah.
Like I said, your own fart.
Right.
But your girlfriend sleeps over, and now she's got to sleep where the dog normally sleeps on the side of that bed.
That's good. But do you get, if you were a dog or lion, would you have the same delight that you have with your own farts?
If the dog broke wind or the dog went down on me?
No, the dog was just hanging around making your furniture stink and hairy and stuff.
No.
Wouldn't be as delightful to you as your farts, I guess, huh?
No, I had a dog for about 4 months before it died. And I was relieved, quite frankly. That thing was driving me insane.
By the way, this business about her having contractions, I got to remember that she was covering up an area that has a certain amount of muscular contractile, skeletal, volitional muscular contractions associated with it. As a dog is coming up to it. I mean, no wonder there was some contraction, right?
Yeah, it's like a Venus flytrap. Yeah. Dan?
Hey.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
Pretty much just want to thank you guys for taking my call. It's kind of late where I'm at right now. I'm in Florida. Got a question and kind of like a comment on a call you guys had last week.
All right.
You had the guy who called in about his girlfriend who I guess he said he was breaking wind while he was going down on her.
This was last week?
I think it was last year.
Yeah, like a year ago.
No, it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, see, we get all the late tapes over here all the time in Florida, so...
All right, it was probably a week and a half ago or something.
What's up?
Well, pretty much, I was just thinking that the only probably best thing it was is obviously just has some bad hygiene down there, and she needed to kind of, you know...
Well, you're talking... No.
Yeah.
He's talking about the one...
I know
that,
what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we were having that argument with him about whether or not she was having continuous gas. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy was an idiot, and he was having difficulty explaining himself.
Right.
Well, that one kind of had me on the floor for a while on the way home.
Oh, good. I hope you weren't driving.
Yeah, actually, I was. Only time I get to listen to the show half the time.
All right, so what is your... that's your comment. What's your question?
Pretty much my question is... seeing this girl right now, I just kind of got out of a long relationship, so we're trying to take things slow right now. She also just got out of a long relationship, and she's kind of like on the whole trip that this, because things are going so well between us, that everything is just this whole fairy tale thing. She's worried about me up and running back to my ex, because it did kind of happen at one point a while back. But I told her it was a mistake, and, you know, I'm back for good, and I'm not going anywhere, and she's kind of worried about the whole thing about because she has a 2.5-year-old daughter as well.
Of yours?
No, not of his. Hey,
no,
Dan.
Not mine.
Dan.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been friends for quite some time. We worked together, and I was like, you know, when I was on one of my breaks with my girlfriend that we've been having trouble with and everything like that, I started like kind of seeing her a little bit, and then.
Now, did she kind of come after you?
Well, pretty much. Yeah. I always knew there was kind of something there.
Yeah,
but I didn't go after
I get the distinct impression that she is much more into this than he is. And as with any friendship, it's always one that's got the eye of the tiger going.
Did the old girlfriend dump you?
No, I broke up with her.
Okay. Why? Did you break up with her because she cheated on you or did something egregious?
Actually, I cheated on her, and I broke up with her.
I like Dan's style.
Why do you have girlfriends?
Why do I have girlfriends?
Yeah, you don't sound like you really want one.
Oh, no, I do. I do. I mean, this girl is, like, you know, the greatest thing I've, you know, come across.
Well, you opened up, so far, of course.
He cheated on her.
Yeah.
How long ago did you cheat on her?
It was, like, 2 years ago.
And you opened
and
up with this.
I made the fatal mistake of fessing up when I should have just gotten
my mouth
shut. Hold
on. Yeah, that was stupid. You cheated on your original girlfriend, but then when did you go back and have sex with your original girlfriend and cheat on your current girlfriend?
Oh, I didn't cheat. I didn't go back and have sex with her. We weren't going out. We were just seeing each other. And then all of a sudden I explained to her that I didn't think I gave my ex-girlfriend a real chance. We didn't get enough closure in the relationship for me to really be moving on.
You don't, you really, Dan, I do not get any sense you give a rat's hiney about any of these girls. And, I really don't.
And let me say, some 20-year-old guys from Florida should not be using words like closure.
Yeah. I mean, really, Dan, you start out this discussion with, well, she has this fairy tale idea of our relationship. I mean, how dare she think of us as this committed relationship?
Wait a second. Hey, Dan, I got some questions. Now, just listen carefully. Here's something I'm having trouble figuring out. We'll just call it current girlfriend and old girlfriend for the sake of clarity, all right?
Okay.
You said at one point that you had cheated on the current girlfriend.
With the old one.
With the old one.
And that you also broke up with the old one because you cheated on her.
Then I confused you and I confused myself at the same time.
All right, so you never cheated on the current one?
No, I did not cheat on the current one.
Okay, never. and even though I asked how long you two been together, and you gave me this story about you've been friends for a long time.
Well, I was kind of just building in.
All right, but how long have you two been together?
Probably within, like, the past 3 weeks we've been seeing each other.
3 weeks?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've had enough of Dan.
Did you say something about 2 years also?
Well, it's really the beauty and the stupidity of our callers, which is I'm trying to get some kind of gauge of what we're talking about. Are we talking about someone who's dating? Are we talking about someone who should have been married by now?
Right.
Is it a situation where this has been going around on for 5 years and someone's got to make a move?
Right. No, no. Yeah.
And so it's like it starts off with, well, we've been seeing each other for a while, but we decided to take it slow. And because we both are coming off of previous long-term relationships.
Long time, and I knew she had something for me.
Okay, so how long have you been going out? Well, I've known her for 2 years, and we've always had... They've been going out for 3 goddamn weeks. Stop thinking for a minute.
And the only reason he's going out is he's broken up with the other one, and this girl's into him.
Right.
Otherwise, he...
Okay. So, the answer to the question is no answer.
Just relax.
Wait till you get to the 2 month mark before you start making any decisions. You're at the 3 week mark.
He wasn't even asking about it anymore.
I don't know.
What's the decision he needs to make?
No, listen, Dan, I like you. I'm glad you listen to the show, but don't care. When we come back, we'll speak to Nat, who's 23. His mom recently died from Steven Johnson syndrome.
No, it's not what you're thinking.
Beaten with Steven's large penis. What is that?
It's bad.
It's bad?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if it kills you, it's never good, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
This is one of the bad ones that kill you? Is there intermediate things that kill you?
This is sort of a gruesome one. It's a bad skin thing.
Oh. All right. So we'll speak to Nat about that when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Yes, I will be right back. Love Line will be right back.
I'm separate.
Not in their head.
Too far separate.
Not in their head.
Hey, everyone. And what are you doing, Anderson?
We're fine. We're
right. Anderson, stop worrying about the quality of the show. How many times I got to tell you that? This baby runs itself. People love to hear us talk about nothing, even if they don't know what we're talking about. Hey, it's Love Line.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know what I found through listening to those? I can recreate my voice almost perfectly. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, give me another one.
The world is your oyster. Because that's all the world is.
The world is your oyster because that's all the world is.
You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
You can't articulate your words any better. Oh, yourself, sorry. Come on, I mean gibberish. Give me some gibberish, Anderson. Come on, let me see. Live or Memorex? Come on. Shoot me in the ass and then bang me in the ass.
Nice. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. No, not as good.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that was Lycus, wasn't it?
No,
that wasn't me, was it?
That was you doing Lycus.
Oh, that wasn't Lycus? Blah, 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 blah. Blah. Blah, 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 chicks. Blah, 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 devil. Blah, blah, blah. Really? Blah, blah. All right. Nat, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Nat?
Hello?
Hey, now, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that whether you know it or not, you have changed my life a lot, and that's why I called you.
He was a straight-A student. Now he's addicted to heroin and living on the streets of Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, not quite. But my mom died from Stevens-Johnson syndrome about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
And
Now explain that syndrome to us lay people.
Exactly why I'm calling is because I don't exactly know what it is.
Well, it's typically started as an allergic reaction.
Right, that's what they told me.
Yeah.
But they didn't exactly tell me what causes it. I mean, I know it's an allergic reaction.
Usually to a medication.
Medication?
Usually.
Okay, well, my mom had lupus.
Oh, well, geez.
And so she had taken a lot of medication.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. That I've seen a couple of lupus patients actually die this way. And
right.
And from the medication they take?
Yeah, well, they get some sort of, there's another thing called, did they ever use the term, this is not so much the thing, but toxic epidermal necrolysis?
I didn't really hear any terms. I mean,
well, the point is, yell that at me from a car today.
It's your skin based, it's like a head-to-toe burn, basically.
Yeah.
Your skin just sloughs off.
Hey, let me ask you this, yeah. Drew, Nat. Stevens Johnson?
Two doctors.
Oh, okay.
Turn of the century. But it's eyes, mouth, everything just sloughs off.
Right.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you get something named after you, Drew? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you work on that.
Some kind of Drew syndrome?
Sure, let's work on that.
Okay. Hey, all right. So, Nat, I'm sorry to hear about your mother.
Yeah.
But what you're heaping praise on us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I enjoy you guys. I've listened to you for a long time, and I appreciate what you do for people. And I kind of wanted to ask Drew kind of exactly what it is and what happened, because, I mean, when it happened, it was kind of like a whirlwind kind of thing.
Oh, I bet it happened fast. It's awful.
Yeah, it took only about a week from the time she actually started breaking out in the blister until the time her skin fell off, and then her heart shut down, or her kidney shut down, or her lungs shut down, and it was kind of a traumatic thing for me. And
oh, yeah, God.
Well, did the doctors know what was going on immediately?
No, actually, they didn't. We took her to a regular hospital, and they said that they didn't really say anything, and they weren't going to do anything. We looked it up on the internet, and it said that it needed immediate attention to a burn center, so we took her to the Maricopa County Burn Center.
Good.
And from there, everything just went downhill, and it just progressed worse and worse day after day.
Wow, that is just tough.
Let me ask you this, Drew. No, I don't want to rub any salt in Nat's wound, but if this was President Bush, could they have fixed it?
Stevens John, no.
No?
I mean, he did the right thing, got her quickly to a burn center. And
they got her to the burn center before the blisters, all of them,
sloughed
started
off.
To pop.
Yeah, see, that's about as good a treatment as you can possibly get, what she went through.
And I just really didn't understand what the doctors were telling me. I don't know if I was depressed or in denial or whatever.
Well, you're just overwhelmed. But, you know, she already had lupus, and that already, she must have been, what, in her 40s?
She was 45.
Yeah, I mean, to live to 45 with lupus is already a good thing.
Well, right. They said that she had it when she was 11, lupus.
Yeah.
So they gave her 10 years at, I think, 26.
So it's more that she got Stevens Johnson's on top of lupus that really put things down.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, she had, they thought she was going to live till 21, and she lived till 45. Not that that's old, but it's better than 21.
And died sort of unexpectedly and traumatically, but at least she got those years. And thank God Nate's 23 and not 11, you know?
Right. But, Drew, does it work that way? I mean, someone gets a horrible disease, and they die of something else at the end, you know, pneumonia or something.
Sure, oftentimes.
And it's hard for people to understand, because they're like, well, she had lupus, and she was doing pretty good with that, and then, pow, she gets nailed by this. But really, that is because of the lupus.
That's right.
Or the pneumonia is because of the AIDS.
That's right.
It's don't look at it as just the bad luck of catching pneumonia.
That's right.
If she was a normal, healthy person, she would never contracted this.
That's right.
Most likely. All right. Good luck, Matt. Ben?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
First, I got a comment, just like Nat did. I'd like to say you guys are both brilliant. And Dr. Drew, I wish you could be my family physician.
Cool.
Yeah, he's not that great. Go ahead.
But I'm 24. My wife and I had a baby 18 months ago. And we're kind of, our sex life has been getting better on the upswing, but very, very slowly. And I was wondering how, if I know every situation's different, but what's the period of time where I can kind of have an understanding of what she's kind of going through, because
usually,
we've got a young child in the house. And
yeah, it's usually about 12 months things get going back again. And if they don't, I would urge you to have her talk to a gynecologist about getting on some hormones.
Kind of hooker or something for you.
Sometimes birth control pill. You know, there's a new birth control. I haven't talked about this. There's a new birth control pill out. that is specifically designed for premenstrual syndrome, and it's what's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and it's a new kind of progesterone, and it's called Yasmin. Isn't that nice?
When she in Baywatch?
Yeah, exactly.
And then she went over to Nash Bridges.
And the point is, you ought to talk to the doctor about things she could take that might help get things kickstarted again, because it can be slow to come back. Is she still breastfeeding?
No.
Drew, we talk about symbolically kickstarting people. What about just actually kicking them right in the vagina, sure. See if you could actually get something moving? You know what I mean?
Yeah, be a little sore, like make it delay things a little more.
Well, like we used to have a TV that didn't work very well, but if you smacked it once on the top,
it would kick it though. You'd take it and you'd bow from the sides, right?
Well, I would do top.
Yeah.
I would do this move. It was old Zenith TV with the
fist.
Had the metal case around it.
With the thing on the side?
Yeah. Yeah, this is long before the Fonz, by the way. But yeah, that whack on the top of the thing. And I haven't talked about this in a while, but you kids don't know what you're missing, beating the S out of appliances like we used to be able to do. You used to take... Remember, what the kind of stuff you do with phones?
Oh.
Smacking them onto the receiver. You know, you got that busy tone too many times.
Ah,
TVs would whack them all the time.
The TV, you were trying to get something corrected by hitting them. You weren't just mad at them. You were trying to get something going.
The TV worked. I mean, it was like some form of shiatsu or something for an appliance or acupuncture or something. I mean, that thing would be snow all over that TV and then... Bam! Right, it was like you make the fist and you whack it right at the bottom of your fist, right on the top, and it would clear up momentarily, like someone snapped it.
Now you tell me if this isn't accurate with that TV. The vertical would always be going off.
Yeah, it'd be rolling.
Roll, and you'd pow, boom. It would hold for a second, right?
Yeah. And you know the other cruel irony about that kind of stuff is your body sort of acts as an antenna or receiver. So when you go over to the set and you adjusted the rabbit ears,
it
worked fine because your body, you were hanging on to it. So it looked good, and you'd duck your head, you'd lower your head, and you'd go, okay, I got it. Then you'd let go and sit down on the sofa. As soon as your ass hit the sofa, it'd go back again. Then you'd walk up, it'd fix itself, and as you sat back, it would screw up again.
When was the last time you had to adjust a vertical on a television?
I don't think there are verticals. Are there?
No.
I don't know. Your kids got it. You got it good. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I have a carpal tunnel syndrome. My left hand from beating my TV. No, what are you guys talking about,
Philip?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Are we looking at what screen?
No.
Sorry.
Hi. How's it going, Drew? First of all, I wanted to say you're a great guy.
All right,
love
Phil.
Your show.
He knows that. Everybody tells him.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you, I just had a question for you today.
All right. Is that your girlfriend on the other line?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Sheena.
Sheena. All right. How old are you, Sheena? Do you say
I'm 18.
You said Sheena, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I said, Goofball.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Philip.
Okay. When we're, like, together in the room and we're, like, doing our thing, you know, she tends, you know, she likes to go down on me and stuff, and I like it, don't get me wrong, but she has this fetish where she likes to start biting.
Biting what?
Nibbling.
On the penis? Really?
On the penis?
Yeah. Sheena, what's up with that?
I just like to bite. It's something sexy about a guy's skin between my teeth.
Oh. The penis?
That, the head, the balls,
his
thighs.
You bite the balls? What if he gave you like a rawhide bone or something to stick in the side of your mouth like a cigar? You could
maybe use those bite plates or something to kind of.
And another question I had is because I've only been with one girl. She's my only girl I've ever had.
Sheena?
Yeah.
Is? Yeah. All right.
And I mean, I love her to death.
Don't get me wrong.
But like, she when she's going down on me, she'll like grab my behind and all the like every once in a while she'll like to. Put her, and don't get me wrong, it feels really good, but she likes to put her finger in my, behind.
Well, don't get me wrong, but...
Look, don't get Drew wrong about his comment about Sheena putting her finger up your AA there, Phil. Hey, Sheena?
Yeah?
What's up with you, nut job? What happened? What's going on?
I'm just a very sexual and intimate person.
No, we haven't run into any of them yet on this show.
Oh,
Wait a minute.
My friends call me a nympho or a dominatrix.
Okay, why? Why? What's up?
I'm wild.
Hold on a second. Hold on, you two.
Oh, boy.
Listen, you Philip may break down and cry. Is it Philip's like a virgin guy?
Yeah.
Who got hooked up with Sheena and...
the warrior.
Sheena, Lord of the Jungle.
Yeah.
And we can... or was it Shira? The point is we can do some probing on Sheena, but it could get ugly for Philip.
Right. He should just shut up.
It's like fast forward 5 minutes, she's crying and talking about her uncle sodomizing
her.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you want
to
try that?
She is not calling, asking us to do that for her.
I know, but I say we do it anyway.
After the break.
Sheena?
Yeah?
Sheena and Philip, we're going to take ourselves a little break.
Uh-huh.
Philip?
Yeah?
You start drinking anything in the house right now. And fill your ears with cod liver oil and cotton, okay? And then we're going to come back. We're going to do a little probing on Sheena, find out why she likes to bite your sack and put her finger in your ass, all right?
When did your dad rape you?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me see if I can recreate that one. When did your dad rape you?
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 Ba, 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 ba. Bob, 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 Bob. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. There's the good doctor over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Jay Moore will be in here. Matthew Lillard / be interested to talk to all those guys. But tonight, just me and the Drewski. Now, when we left off, Philip had called. Philip's 18. He has a 18-year-old girlfriend named Sheena. His problem was Sheena liked to nibble when she was performing oral sex on him. Liked to nibble all parts of the penis and the scrotal area. She's been labeled by her friends as a nymphomaniac. Philip has not been with any other women. I'm guessing Sheena's been with another guy or two. Otherwise, it's hard to get that nympho label. And we were going to explore Sheena and what got her to where she is. Sheena?
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I guess, this is going to sound really weird. When I was 13, I had this friend, and she used to call phone sex hotlines when I was over her house on three-way. And she would always, talk bad to these guys, and she begged me to do it. And finally, I did it. And it's just, I've been doing that since I was 13.
You were talking to guys on, a party line?
On a phone sex hotline.
Yeah, but chicks get to call in for free or something?
Yeah, chicks call free and guys have to pay.
And
that makes sense to me as to why you would be... that you would learn to use that as a way of distracting you from any unpleasant feelings. People learn to use arousal as a way of sort of managing things. But why at 13 did you have the need to do this? Why did it take off the way it did? Is what I'm asking.
Why did it feel good?
Yeah. Why was it so? Why was it so gratifying?
Just to know that, I could get guys off, to know that...
Right, the control thing.
Around.
Right, this is why...
Would you tell them how old you were?
Some of them I did, and they didn't care. Yeah. One of them I actually told that I was 11, and he didn't care that I was 13.
That's the beauty of men right there.
Yes.
Right?
God bless the men in this country. And what about your dad? Where's he?
Oh, I haven't seen him since I was 7.
What happened when you were 7?
Oh, my parents divorced. He was an alcoholic. Okay. And that's just last time I saw him.
Did he do anything violent or weird when you're around?
No, I mean, he cheated on my mom, but I didn't really get to know him that well. And my mom said
he's your dad.
He was always good with me.
You knew him from 0 to 7.
He was all you knew as dad.
No, they divorced when I was 2, and I kind of saw him, a few times since I was 2.
Then they remarried again?
No, they're not together. Last time I saw him was
she visited him, and now he's, out of the state?
I guess. Nobody has heard from him in a few years.
Do you think he's alive?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Think he did anything, sort of not so good to you? Did he touch you or hit you or anything?
No, he always treated me well, as far as I can remember. It's just that my mom kept him away from me.
Did your mom have any stepdads?
Why'd your mom keep him away?
Because he was an alcoholic.
Does she bring any other addicts or alcoholics into the home?
No. She's with a very good man. She's been with him for 11 years.
Yeah, that's right.
But between dad and this dad.
Huh?
Between your biological dad and your stepdad, did anybody come around? Did you see a lot of men come and go?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
That's a very interesting story, but you can either say 15 or 17.
Well, let's say 15. What happened at 15?
Well, he put it in, and, I changed my mind. And it didn't go in all the way, and it didn't break the hymen.
All right. And this was your uncle?
No, it was my first
grandfather. Boyfriend. Oh, first boyfriend.
First boyfriend.
All right.
My age.
All right. Listen, I'm not gonna say there's any wholesale abuse here.
No, but she's,
it's a little suspicious that mom was keeping dad away.
Well,
from you, but he was an alcoholic.
All we know. That.
It's more like she wouldn't tell me when he was coming over because he was lying, and he would say he was coming over and he wouldn't come over, and she didn't want me to be disappointed.
That's
right,
enough.
Right. Here's the deal. She had enough trauma to cause her to need arousal to kind of be okay, to feel extra good under highly arousing circumstances.
Yeah.
And she's just doing that. It's not destroying her. She's not really even a nympho. She just is into highly arousing kinds of activities.
All right.
When she's into it.
Philip needs like a Kevlar condom.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's invented that yet, but it wouldn't be bad. Something that would stop a small caliber bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, what a great guy. Imagine what it does to the psyche of your 7-year-old girl as a dad to just sort of...
disappear.
Just sort of take a little powder about 7, and it's been 11 years now. I'm not sure where he is. Hasn't called in 11 years. You know, what is that... Can you imagine what that makes him feel like?
Mm.
Especially the girls?
Hey, just look at you. Look what a wreck you are. And your dad. You're just mad because your dad...
He missed those Pop Warner football games. Yeah.
Imagine.
Lisa...
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, you see, let's start with this. I had sex with my boyfriend about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since the time before that, when I used the restroom,
The time before what?
I had sex with him 2 days ago, and then I had sex with him a couple days before that.
And you've been having pain with urination ever since.
Yeah, but...
Okay, that's an infection. You need to get it taken care of immediately.
Okay, but it's like, it feels like, it's like not pain. It's like I use the restroom, and then, like, it stops, and I feel like I want to go again.
Right.
And it's then it kind of
Lisa,
hurts.
This is an infection, and you need to get it taken care of immediately.
Okay.
If you don't, the infection can get up into your kidneys and shut your kidneys down. And you can get very, very
what is
sick.
It? What kind of infection?
Just a bladder infection.
Oh, okay. From the sex.
Yeah. Well, how is that caused?
By having sex.
Here's what it is.
Okay.
You know what the urethra is?
Yeah.
You do?
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Isn't that the top of the, you know?
No, it's your clitoris you're talking
okay,
about.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the urethra.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. It's a very sad state of affairs, but it's like there's no 15-year-old who's calling this show and knows where urethra is with that voice.
Right.
And even when they say yes, I don't believe them. And rightfully so. The urethra is the thing your pee-pee comes out of.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's the thing that hurts and feels so irritated when you stop peeing.
Okay.
And when your boyfriend has sex with you, that urethra, it gets pushed back up a little
bacteria
bit.
Bacteria gets pushed up it, that short little distance to your bladder, and the bladder should be sterile, but the bacteria get in there and set up an infection. And now you've got that, and it needs to be treated immediately.
Okay.
All right. You all right, baby?
Yeah.
What's up with the voice?
Nothing.
You got that little girl voice.
Oh, well.
Never molested?
No, well, a little.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Just a sprinkling of molestation?
Yeah.
It's like pixie dust.
I'd say four.
Four?
4 years old?
Yeah.
No, around when I was 6 or 7.
Six or seven?
Who molested you?
A neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good time. The usual.
Yeah. Did you figure that out? Did you do any counseling or anything?
No, I didn't really.
Oh.
Maybe we'll help with that, Lisa.
What about the neighbors? He just still your neighbor?
No.
What happened to him?
Of course not. He just... Well, we moved and that was it.
Oh. You never told your parents or anything?
No.
Mm.
Was this an adult?
Well, he was like about... I guess 11, around 10 or 11.
Wow.
All right. So maybe a little counseling for that, too?
Okay.
All right, baby. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Don't worry about pleasing men.
Okay.
And, unless it's me. then you and go then, overtime.
But you please him by going to take care of yourself.
That's right. Well, I heard that voice. I was like, how old was she when she got molested?
Yeah, I know.
It's so readable. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, speak to Lauren, who's 14. She's obsessive over guys. Her therapist says it's normal, but no one else does. We'll get to that after this.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Call the Dateline. Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Call the Dateline. One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline. 1-877-889-DATE.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey. Maybe a little lightning round tonight, huh? Yeah. It's Loveline. All right, I'm going to make myself a little note. Lightning round tonight. Everyone buckle up for that.
Wang Chung.
All right, Anderson's idea for the lightning round, everybody. Phone number, there you go. 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew there, me here. Back to the phones. Lauren?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, that's my sister's name, that Lauren.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
L-A-U-R-E-N.
Yep.
Yep, she tried to spell it L-A-U-R-Y-N when she was like 26. I told her F right off. No way, screwball. I suggest everyone do that to anyone they know who tries to change the spelling of their name midstream in life. Just call them idiots, laugh, and refuse to do it.
What if their name is Amy, A-I-M-E-E, and they want to go to A-M-Y?
If you want to go to traditional...
If you want to restore your name.
If you'd like to restore your name to its traditional spelling, I'm fine with that. But furthermore, any guy who is Mike his whole life and then wants to be called Mikey... Or any guy named Chris who wants to be called Christopher halfway through life or any of that? No. It's whatever. Sorry. You made a decision. That's it. It's not changing. Go ahead, Lauren.
I become really obsessive with guys I have a crush on, and when I find out that they don't like me or even hate me sometimes, I just like them even more and more and just tell everyone I like them, and they all make fun of me, and I even sometimes make fun of myself.
How painful.
Yeah. And I would be going to school, like, every day, going, I'm not going to talk about him. I'm not going to think about him. And 30 seconds later, I would be just, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah.
Did you ever see the cartoon Hey Arnold?
Yeah.
Hey, be careful with those kind of lively responses.
You know who I'm talking about.
Who's Hey Arnold?
The cartoon. This kid's got a football-shaped head. He's got a girl who's in love with him, but she can't tell him. And
what are you watching that for? Your kids?
Me, yeah. Well, she, of course, got out of it by taking a potion.
To make her head look like a, what, volleyball?
What is her name? Helga.
Okay, yeah. Drew, no one knows what you're talking about. Let me explain what Drew does. Drew talks about Thomas the Tank Engine and Mozart. Nothing in between. So it's either too young or too old. Nobody can identify with any of the things he discusses. Drew masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once.
Once?
So, Lauren, you're 14. A lot of 14-year-old girls do this.
Yeah, but it's been like this for 5 years now.
It just sounds really painful.
Yes.
And what do you mean you find out these guys hate you?
Like, they would come up and tell me.
To try to get him or to lay off.
Are you being obnoxious?
Not at all. I'm very nice, and they just really don't care.
Well, what do you mean they would come up and tell you, you know, they hate you? What were you doing to provoke that?
Well, I don't know. I would usually like these, like, really snobby, you know, just really conceited guys, and they would eventually find out that I like them and come up and just say,
hey. No, wrong.
Really?
It's wrong.
What's wrong?
First off, I know everyone pictures you know, the socias and the greasers in high school and all this, like, Rumblefish nonsense or what the hell, outsiders BS. Hey, look, I went to high school. I was a jock. I hung out with a bunch of jocks. They were just regular guys. You know what I mean? They beat up on each other. No one ever came up to any girl and said, you know, I hear you like me, F off. Guys don't do that. Look, if she's being confrontational, if she's antagonizing them, not I hear you like me, F off.
She's got to be doing something. That's...
Yes, she. You know what Lauren is doing is there's sort of two ways to approach people who don't like you. One way is to sort of sulk about it, and the other way is to sort of antagonize them so that they scream at you.
Well,
I'm saying?
But Lauren is the clingy variety, so she may be kind of clinging around people.
All right, Lauren.
I'm like chunky.
You're chunky. I don't believe that just because they hear you like them, they confront you and tell them.
Why? I find it very weird myself.
It feels that way to you, but that's not what's going on.
You sure you're not sort of clinging and hanging around and just.
You're bothering them?
After they tell me I do.
Oh, okay. What's up with you? What's going
on? Nothing at all.
No, there's something wrong. There's something going on. This isn't like crush thing. What you're doing is you're sort of a it's like you're inflicting pain on yourself intentionally.
Right, it's a self-destructive thing.
Right. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Why are you bringing this on yourself? I mean, the crush part, I understand. That's normal. But the part where you have to sort of have somebody beat you up emotionally, that's weird. Now, why are you doing that? Is something up with the self-esteem?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, Lauren.
It used to be, like, up till sixth grade, I never really had an active social life. And, like, people just totally rejected me because I have a very, very loving family. And I'm just very happy and enthusiastic, and I'm nice to everyone.
You a big gal?
No, not at all.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Why aren't any of these guys hot for you?
There are some. It's just I don't like them.
Okay. Well, look, I really, listen.
She's seeing it there.
I made a nice career out of just dismissing people tell me things are fact that are fact on this show. Yeah. There's no way a guy catches wind, you have a crush on him, and comes up and yells at you.
Are you sure, not something that you're talking about something happened when you were 9 or 10?
Nothing happened to me, but...
No. I mean, these guys being so mean to you. This has been happening the last year?
No, it's been happening since I was 9.
All right. Did most of this happen when you were 9 and 10? Because you're describing behavior...
No, it's...
You're describing behavior. I could believe guys do that when they were 10 years old.
Right.
But not at 14.
Not in high school or junior high or whatever.
And why are you seeing the therapist?
Oh, because around the last day of school, I got in trouble for something I didn't do, and I just got, like, really harsh punishment, and I just started going to seeing it just to make sure that I would be able to, like, re-enter school because I didn't feel that I was ready because I didn't really handle it right. I admitted.
What happened?
No, I don't care. Hey, Lauren, keep with your therapist and discuss these things with your therapist.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing pain onto yourself this way?
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I don't know either. I know it's a self-esteem issue, and I know you're beating yourself up. And, you know, there's guys out there who would be attracted to you and who would like you, but you're not interested in them because they don't serve your purpose of beating yourself down. And it's something that we're not going to settle right here. It's something that you're going to settle with your therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to do, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Don't be too hard on yourself, okay. All right? All right.
Love you.
I love you.
Okay.
All right. You love Drew?
Yes, I do.
He's mine. You stay away. Stay away from him. You love me more?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'd be good to her. I don't know.
You keep her like a veal.
I'd raise her in the closet. Slide a little mini pizzas under the door. All right. I don't know what it is from 14-year-old. What's worse, being a 14-year-old girl or 14-year-old guy? I think being a 14-year-old girl.
16-year-old, 17-year-old guy is what you don't want to be.
Yeah, but as a 16-year-old guy, it's sort of like, you know what? Okay, here's what a 16-year-old guy is like. You ever see dogs? Yeah, you know what a dog is? You got the four legs and the asshole.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor's dog,
right.
Ivana Trump's dog,
right.
Is living in a penthouse and cramping into a pewter
right.
dish,
right.
right? And then there are dogs that you see run around the yard when you drive through Big Tahunga
right.
over there. And who sleep in the back of a vacant car
yeah,
that's
yeah.
up on blocks.
Yeah.
I don't think that dog knows it's more miserable than Ivana Trump's dog.
So you're saying most 17-year-old guys are so out of it, they don't know how miserable they are.
I didn't mean out of it, but they're too busy like wrestling
yeah.
and whacking off
yeah.
and looking at internet porn and, you know, playing fantasy football and video games and trying to get into college or trying to make fun of their buddies. I don't think they know it.
Mm.
They're too big of jack-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if you were some unattractive chick who was not being asked to the prom, it'd be...
Painful.
Very painful. Yes.
So what's up with you? You've never seen Hey Arnold.
I said I know the kid. He's got a head the shape of a football.
Have you seen SpongeBob SquarePants?
I have seen that.
Okay.
Listen, I'm flipping through the channels. I see a sponge with a mouth and long eyelashes, and I keep moving. I don't say, hey, this is for me. You understand? I see a kid with a football for a head. I keep moving. I understand it's a cartoon. Let me tell you the difference between me and you, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about, even though I've never seen 1 second of either one of them. You, on the other hand, have no idea what I'm talking about when we do the reverse. Thank you.
No. I could even have watched it for 3 hours. I would have
know what I'm talking about.
You.
Burton?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, back when, I guess, prepubescent times, I was, like, constantly masturbating. Always.
That wouldn't be prepubescent then, right?
Well, I mean, like, preteen.
Right.
I'm sorry, I had the wrong choice of words. Preteen. I was constantly masturbating. It was, like, a pastime for me.
At, like, 11 and 12?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ooh.
I discovered it very early. I mean,
isn't that diddling?
Well, yeah. Diddling at one point and masturbating later.
But nothing came out, right?
No. Not until later. But at one point when I was around 11 or 12, I was in my bedroom, and I was letting myself have it, and my stepmother and my stepsister came in the house and started running down the hallway towards my room. So I'm freaking out. The only thing I could do is roll over onto my stomach. Well, they barge into my room, jump up, take flight, and land on me. And I felt and heard a snap. And what I later found out was, is a penile fracture, the ligament that connects to the pubis.
Well, no. That's tearing the ligament. Penile fracture is something totally different.
Well, now, hold on a second there, wise guy. Your stepmom and your stepsister ran in and dove on the bed on top of you?
Yeah, they were really excited about something that happened that day or whatever, and they probably knew what I was doing because I usually got home about a half an hour, 45 minutes.
By the way, parents that know that's what their boys are doing are not flying into the room and jumping on top of them in their bed. Mental note.
Especially step-parents.
Okay, well, whatever the motivation was.
Yeah, I know. That's what I love about people. They have zero clues to what people's motivation is. Like, hey, I'm going to take my 7-year-old stepdaughter and dive on this guy's beating off.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, but this stepson of mine, see if we can fracture his penis.
Yeah.
All right, so were lying.
Was the penis up or down?
You know, it
must have been down.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I was.
Was it facing your feet or your chin?
Actually, it was straight out. Just as straight out. And
how were you lying on your stomach then?
Because I freaked out because they were running. Like, basically going to run, knew that they were running into my room.
Again, this is our callers here. How can you lie on your stomach without moving your penis with the side, at least?
Because they were coming into the room. See, you know what I love? I've said this many times on the show. It always drives me insane. I can never figure it out. People make a statement, which was, say, you're lying on your stomach. Yes, yes. You have an erection. Yes, yes. Was the penis up against your stomach, or was it facing down?
Or the side.
Toward your feet, or was it off the side? No, it was straight down.
Straight out.
So then you say, well, how were you lying on your stomach with your penis facing straight out? Because my stepmom was... They never know what you're asking. It's all just concrete.
Yeah.
I was on my stomach because my stepmother was coming into the room trying to tear my penis. All right.
No, you misunderstood.
All right.
Explain.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was, for the most part, afraid that they were going to come into my room.
We got that.
So, when I was originally on my back taking care of business, I rolled over. I was not, my body was not completely flat to the bed because of said erection. So my hips were kind of bucked up a little bit. So it was as if I were laying on my back. Do you understand? Is
it? It was if you were laying on your stomach,
on your side.
But your pelvis was up in the air.
Yeah, it was. I mean, bear in mind, I was like 11 years old. We're not talking about a 9-inch erection here. It was
his usual 9-inch erection.
7 at 11. So you were like essentially the weight was like on your knees and elbows.
Yeah, for the most part, there was a slight buckle in the middle of my hip of my body.
I'll go along with that. Then they dove on you and it pushed your pelvis down.
Yeah.
And cracked your penis.
Basically.
And now, what's going on with your penis?
Which direction did it go when it?
You really cracked. Think I get an answer?
I was kind of paranoid. I was kind of freaked out about what happened. I don't really know if it went up, down, side to side. I just know that it was.
I tell you, you're not going to get an answer. So now, what's wrong with your penis?
Well, just periodically, from time to time, it, you know, I will either fail to achieve an erection or maintain.
Mm.
Not very frequently. But if I drink it, you know, it naturally happens.
But is there any scarring or anything?
Not to my knowledge. It's all internal. I mean, I can feel.
Does your penis pull to one side when you get an erection?
It's kind of mobile in all directions, you know.
I get what you're saying.
It's a suspensory ligament.
I understand. Yeah. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
First of all, you have something going on about your sexuality by virtue of the fact of how sexually preoccupied you were as a child.
Yeah.
That's not normal behavior. So someone that has that kind of energy going on then is going to have some issues with their sexuality at your age, too.
Yeah.
And so having problems with erections and whatnot would be one of those kinds of things. So I suspect this is more an aspect of your global functioning than anything to do with your penis anatomy or penis biology.
You said global, you mean balls.
Balls, yes. Glow balls.
I mean, I imagine it was probably coupled with low self-esteem because I was...
Well, it's something
Okay,
else.
But Burton, as usual, what Drew is saying is this has less to do with the alleged injury you received at age 11 to your penis, and more to do with your general mindset and obsession over your penis.
That's right. Now tearing that ligament... People actually get that done to lengthen their penis.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't...
That's what I did. I said I wanted a solid 3.
Now, it doesn't stick out or didn't go up quite so well when that ligament's ripped or partially ripped, but it kind of moves around. It's mobile. But a fracture is we actually break the cavernous body that the blood goes into that causes the erection, and that's a much more serious
thing. That's catastrophic.
Yeah, it's a more serious thing.
Okay.
So you just tore a ligament.
Get some therapy, though, and stop obsessing. You know, if he was a sane guy, he wouldn't be focused on his penis completely like this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he says his penis works fine, but sometimes when he drinks, he can't get an erection.
Mm.
And he knows there's something up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You get that sort of crazy thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he can tell there's something up with it. Meanwhile, there doesn't seem to be that much up with it. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 32?
I am.
What's up?
I have a 9-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
He and his mom just moved into a new apartment complex and met a kid his age.
Are you gay?
I am.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I hear that voice. I hear the voice.
Yes, I am.
Is he even the son and the old lady don't throw me off? You could say you're just thrown out of the military for bayoneting your CO, and you have 14 illegitimate kids, and but you're going off to Canada to play some AAA hockey. And if I heard that voice, I'd know it. All right.
Too precisely.
Thank you. What's that?
Okay, I said, do I speak too precisely?
Yeah. No, it's a vocal quality. It's not a language thing.
It's a vocal quality, but there is a language thing to it too.
Huh.
There is the gays are a more articulate group.
Yeah, yeah.
Higher educated. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Anyway, so now your 9-year-old's living with the ex.
Well, yeah. To keep the story short, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they met a kid who has lived there with his mom and went and played in the pool and then came to his house. And they wound up playing doctor.
9-year-olds.
The 2 9-year-olds.
2 9-year-old boys.
How'd you find out about this?
His mom called me tonight and let me know. And
his
what,
mom.
What went on in that doctor game?
Oh, sorry. His mom meaning your ex-wife?
Or
ex-wife. Or the mom of this
the
guy?
The mother of my child.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sir.
And what was the nature of that doctor game?
My son says that he suggested, since they were in their swimsuits, that they could wrestle naked.
Okay.
And that was yesterday, and then he confessed more this morning that they also laid on top of each other.
Okay.
All right. All right, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm not totally concerned about
no,
that.
No, no.
But there was some behavior that she told me about that concerns me with the neighbor kid.
Mm.
That I'd like to know if this is like double red alert, stay away from the kid,
okay,
or proceed with caution.
All right.
And that was that the kid has quite a foul mouth. His mother is somewhat lenient about it. And then the second part was he did something just way out there that sent red flags up for me, and that was she said that they were playing in the back, and the kid came into the living room where my son's mother and this other mother were talking with a little Dixie cup that he had peed in and said, "Mother, drink this."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
My friend Ray put his penis in the ear of his mom's friend while she was talking on the phone, but he was 17 or 18.
What?
Oh, yeah, that was great. Listen,
what,
Steve? I've engaged in a ton of that sort of behavior in my day, so I don't have quite a strong reaction there. But weaving mom into it,
yeah.
Now here's the only exception I'm going to make for this kid.
Positive exception.
The only positive exception I'll make for this neighbor with the urine and the drink. This
okay.
Once in a while, and because I grew up with a handful of these guys, they're guys who have like just crazy maniacal sense of humor.
At nine?
Oh yeah, yeah. I could have. Ray could have done that at nine easily, easily. Now if he did it laughing. And it was really just like a bad joke kind of thing.
Like, he wouldn't let her actually do it.
I got you some lemonade, mommy, you know, kind of thing.
It was that kind of, my impression is that was kind of.
I would, this is not something I would tolerate, frankly.
No, we are completely all shocked, right. And.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you.
It's not a 4-year-old, and it's not a 17-year-old.
Right. Well,
it's a 9-year-old.
The other thing, Dr. Drew, is this is their first visit. And for them to be immediately...
Yeah, you're right. To 6 months down the line, who knows what the hell is going to be, you know...
Jesus,
yeah.
Going to come in with a fudge brownie.
That's right, casseroles.
Hey, mommy, I got you a baby Ruth. All right, hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the good news. You have a concerned mom, you have a concerned dad in you, and you have parents that are keeping a vigil and keeping on top of their kid.
Right.
And I don't think this 9-year-old next door may be a troublemaker.
Two episodes already are sort of over the top in a very short period of time. That's enough.
I'm telling you, I will defend the urine in the Dixie cup. That could have just been a good joke.
Yeah, but you using your friends as a defense only
yes.
serves to make me even more concerned. Do you understand?
Jimmy's cousin Sal crapped in a like Doritos bag once and tried to return it to a 7-Eleven guy.
Good time. But again, he was 19 or something, right?
No, this was last summer. Was
okay, 24.
30,
yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, listen, if he took a whiz in a Dixie, what is ninth grade? I mean,
14.
What is 9 years old? Is that the third grade?
Fourth,
fifth grade?
Fourth grade, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Fourth grade? Yeah. Yeah, I could have done that. He took a whiz in a Dixie cup and said, "Mommy, I made you some fresh lemonade," and was laughing the whole time. I wouldn't look at that as, you know, bizarre. I mean, like, I wouldn't be scared of the kid.
I want you to remember
a crazy sense of humor.
The moms would not, your friends' moms would not let them hang out with you or would blame you for their behaviors. They may have been onto something.
My friends' moms would not let them hang out with me. And furthermore, like I said, the teachers of the classes I was in would, during the parent-teacher conference, not with my own parents, because my parents would not come in
to our
parent. To be fair to them, I wouldn't tell them about it. That's your biggest nightmare. Can you imagine your parents talking to your teachers? Hey, you might as well get together, you know, your two ex-wives. To come in and share a bottle of wine and discuss what's wrong with your penis. Yeah, I mean, that's really... Wouldn't you say the modern-day equivalent to getting your parents and your teachers together to have a discussion about you is for your wife to get together with a couple of your ex-girlfriends and sit down and swap some stories? I mean, could there be anything worse? Is there anything worse for...
That is truly a castrating, awful thing, thought. The parent-teacher meetings I've had have been very pleasant.
Well, because your kids are good. I mean, when you're like me, 14, you can't read and you're failing out of everything and you're pain in the ass and you're acting out and all that. The notion of your parents, see, plus my parents wouldn't be seen together. They wouldn't have contact. They never spoke. So you couldn't get them both together. You could get one of them. It was a nightmare. I never told them. They never went. I don't think they, I think it was the kind of thing where it's like they knew, but
they'd rather not know.
Rather not know. I defend the urine in the Dixie cup. I've done that move many times.
Oh.
Really? That's not bad. I'll tell you, my greatest urine in a Dixie cup conversation is when I threw one right in Ray's face.
Yeah, but that's Ray, not your mom. You never made tapioca for it, did you?
He was trying to peek through one of those grids, trying to see in.
His face pressed up against this
window, and I smashed it right in his face. It was great. Burned his eyes.
The urine, not the tapioca.
Right. I don't even know what the tapioca is, but we're going to take ourselves a little break. Yeah. You want to take another call? All right. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey. Woo, doggy. Got ourselves a big lightning round coming up tonight. Going to have to remember how to do that.
Blah, 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 blah. That's about all it takes.
Oh, that's it? All right. Get Ace Rockhole in
here. Get your math squared.
Yeah, that's right. I got to start doing the math on the time. I wish I could give the temperature out, too. I like when they do that, too, with the morning radio. They could bang you over the head with the temperature. And I always like it when they pick cities that are about three blocks apart. Burbank, 78. Glendale's coming in at 77. It's also 78 in the Eagle Rock and North Hollywood area. Encino coming in at 79. Sherman Oaks, 78. It's like, yeah, we get it. We get it. It's about 78. I see. Warming up to 85, then cooling back down to about 60 later on in the evening. Then tomorrow looks like about 78 degrees in North Hollywood and Encino area. Warming up again to 85. Oh, okay. I see.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Emily?
Emily?
Yeah?
What's up?
Not much.
Yeah, I think I may work the weather in today. All right, I'm going to do that. Go ahead. What's your question?
My question is about anal sex.
All right. You come to the right place.
Me and my boyfriend have tried a few times, and the first time was okay because I think it was because I was drunk. But, the next few times after that have been no good because I think I'm just too concentrated on it.
Mm-hmm. So why do it?
Well, what's the lesson we've learned here? It's important to juice
well,
up,
it's
right?
Not that I don't. Yeah, right. It's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't know. I just have this thing. Like I feel like that's an out only kind of place. You know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I will take it a step further, and I really believe. That's why God pushes the poop out of that hole to deter folk.
Right, it's your do not enter sign.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What better way to keep people away from an area than to extrude Duke through it?
Is there something here for street signs, maybe? No. Listen, if you don't want to do it, you don't like doing it, it was sort of okay once, but are you there? Emily?
No.
Oh, Mom just walked in.
Yeah. Mom was listening on the car and drove in, smashed a hole in the garage door with her Buick and came running into the house carrying a tire iron and a flare.
Oh, go God, no.
All right. Hey,
the question is why would she pursue something that was at best okay?
Well, she liked it when she was good and loaded.
No, she liked it. She was okay.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time was like, no way, not good.
Well, she has a fundamental problem with it.
She didn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do it.
No, and not only does she not like it, but I mean, she has a problem with it sort of...
Spiritually.
Like she believes, her people believe, she must be a part Cherokee or something, believe that that is an exit, not an entrance.
Yeah, I think she's just saying that as a reason to try to explain to herself why she's so uptight. She's uptight because this is a painful thing to her. She doesn't like it. Why should she do it?
Mm-hmm. Now,
it's her doing things she thinks she's supposed to do.
But, you know, the thing, you know, a nostril is an entrance, right?
It could hurt, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But hurts.
But a mouth entrance, ear entrance, any other exits? that you're aware of? Urethra?
Yeah.
Exit?
Exit.
All right. Like the label is one day. Brady?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's kind of a generic question, and I apologize for it. My brother said you're going to laugh your ass off and stuff about it, but it's just kind of like the whole getting into sex, and the girlfriend is complaining because it's like excruciating pain. And I was at first, you know, I'm really sensitive to that. I don't want to, like, be a jerk or something. So I was asking her about it, and she said it's like the equivalent of a rug burn deep inside. And I was wondering if it's like a psychological thing or if it's possible that there's, like, no hope for this young buck as far as with this girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what was funny?
What's that?
Speaking of that drop, and Anderson, you're going to kick out of this. I was visiting my grandma today, and she said, why does Drew always say you're gay?
You're gay.
And I said, now, you know what's always funny? Where people have an idea, I think we're all guilty of this, they have an idea, they have a point to make, they don't like it, and then you explain to them what's really going on. They take a beat, they hear you, but then they move on. You know, they go like, him saying I'm gay, you're gay, that doesn't help him. I don't think that makes him very likable. I said, he's not saying that. That's just his voice recorded. Anderson, the engineer, plays it.
You're fat.
He does, you're fat and you're gay. And she takes a little pause and she's like, well, I think he should stop. You know, it's like, you can't go, oh, I was wrong. I didn't know.
The ball's still
jokes
going down
on
the
me.
Hill,
it's like,
yeah.
Look, I got a point to make, and I'm not going to let you, the facts and the truth, get in the way of this point I'm about to make here. So, Brady.
Where is your grandma when I need her? God damn it.
So she has like an infection, right?
I don't think so.
Well, no, wait.
She feels a burning deep inside.
Is this at the, it's not really like a STD or anything like that. It's just like, it's both of our first times, and she just describes it as being like a rug burn deep inside, and it's, you know, it's only when penetration, like within the first like 2 inches, you know.
Okay, it's just at penetration, and then that's it, and then it goes away.
Well, no, because then, you know, like the farther you go, then she starts getting vaginal swelling, and it's all curtains from there.
So you can't have sex with her because she has pain.
I think so. Yeah.
No.
I mean, yeah, the burst beer stopped at this point because we're not sure what to do. We're not sure if it's psychological.
Does she lubricate normally?
Is she like, you mean like? Naturally, you mean?
Right, normally.
Yeah.
Hey, Brady.
Yeah.
Where are you working? What's going on over there?
Oh, the guys at my work are listening to the radio and they're laughing at me.
Oh, okay, good time.
Sorry about that.
Lee, you mongoloids, get back to work. Getting paid a good $8 an hour.
Something like that.
Well, where is it you work?
It's called Radio Larson Antennas. It's in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
What, do you guys sell antennas?
You know the OnStar antennas you put on, like, you know, Ford trucks and all that?
Right.
We do those.
You install them?
It's like a production line.
Right.
We just make them.
Good times. They don't got any Mexicans up there in Vancouver that could do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get them going on that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, hey, Brady.
Yeah.
She's got to see the gynecologist.
Well, the thing is she has, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with her in that kind of way. The gynecologist said everything's fine.
Is it tough to penetrate? Is it difficult to get in?
No, not at all. I mean,
but as soon as you're in, there's burning.
Yeah, she thinks maybe it's size, but I don't. I mean, I'm not like a huge guy or anything. I'm like 8.5 inches and.
Right. He's got all his buddies at the antenna shop listening.
Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Hold on, he's calling for Vancouver. That's metric, right?
Yeah.
Eight and a half millimeters?
Centimeters, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe seven, I don't know. But anyways, I don't think it's size. I'm for some reason, think that it's...
Okay, Brady, like, calm down. Let me ask you a question. Does she have any problems emotionally?
No.
She never was molested or raped? There's no problems in that department?
Hell no.
Okay, so...
And she's lubricating normally.
How about...
Are you wearing a condom?
Yeah.
Maybe she's allergic to it.
Yeah, allergic. Try one of those polyurethane condoms.
Polyurethane, okay.
Yeah, do you guys have lamb skin or use moose skin up there?
Sheepskin.
Caribou.
All right.
Caribou.
I think... I'm going to see if we get a delayed laugh from the... No. Okay.
Nope, not this time.
Moose joke didn't work over there. Okay, so, Brady, yeah, use the sheepskin or lambskin and then use some lubrication, you know, some KY.
Yeah, try. That's the place. That's the way to start. And make sure she's relaxed and receptive and ready and feeling good.
Okay. We're going to take a break?
Yeah, please.
Then we come back with the lightning round?
Afraid so.
All right, I'm going to have to give the...
weather, I know.
I'll give the weather out this time, too. All right, we'll be back.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
Come on, come on! Come on!
Hey, everybody. I'm Ace Rockle. That's my good old part over there, Dr. Drew. He is hot on that, Dr. Drew. That's lovely. You're right in the middle of the lightning round, everybody. It's the fastest growing 12 and a half minutes right of Outlaw Radio. Let's check the time real fast for me hot pack on the phone. So I love life. Try to help the kiddies out with all the problems they got downstairs and upstairs, too, I must say. Let's check the time real fast. 11:44 and 10 seconds. That is 15 minutes and 50 minutes, seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, the lightning.
Can't articulate yourself any better than that.
Let's check some temperatures real fast. Glendale coming in at 68. Arcadia, 67. 55 over in Pasadena. El Cajon's coming in at 67. Eagle Rock and El Toro both coming in at a cool 63 degrees. Encino, 65. Chula Vista, 71 degrees. Take those parkers off. Bellflower, 71. Yukaiba's coming in at 74 degrees. New Hall, August area is going in 63, and Fountain Valley rounding all out at 55 degrees. Let's check the time real fast. It's 11:44. Let's check right in the middle of the line around. Spaz to have the radio. Ace Rockola. We're going to check time. Check some more temperatures for me on the spot. Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
23 years old. Right?
What's up, Nicole?
No, no, no.
I actually just have a question. I've been in a relationship for about 2 years.
Hold on a second. El Toro checking in at 71 now. Okay. Down from 72 just 2 minutes ago. Go ahead.
And when we first met, my boyfriend, he'd been out of a relationship for about a year, but he was still completely, he was still totally into his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had a picture of her in his wallet.
No, I'm sorry.
So, anyway, lately...
No, hold on, go. He had a picture. Was there a hole in it? No, I'm kidding. One second, let's check timer. But it's 11:45 and 50 seconds. That's 14 minutes and 10 seconds. I'm right smack dab in the middle of the radio. Glendale checking in 67 degrees right now. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay.
So what's going on now?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now lately I've noticed that he's getting like more and more obsessed with sex, and it's not like it's too often or anything. It's like more that it's like
with you, huh?
Like more. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He's just preoccupied.
Yeah, I mean, well,
preoccupied, but it's like less romantic sex and more of like the.
How long have you been dating?
2 years.
And he's just pressuring you a lot now?
Well, not really pressuring me a lot, but it's like, it's just, the sex has totally changed.
Hold on a second. Let's check the time real fast. 11:46 and 30 seconds right now. That is 13 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. 12 midnight, the witching hour. I almost rung my goddamn coffee mug and everything. Let's check some temperatures real fast. Arcadia coming in 67 degrees. Glendale 63, 55 Pasadena. El Cajon coming in 67 degrees. 63 in El Toro and Seal Chula Vista, 65 degrees. 51 Bellflower, Yucaipa coming in at 58 degrees. Newhall Saugus, 71. It's hot over there. Hot. Fountain Valley, 63 and 69 degrees. You know, I love that one. Cerritos, let's get back and bring Nicole. What's up over there? Nicole, what's your problem?
Okay.
So it's just become just the physical thing now.
Yeah, it feels like it's getting more just the physical thing.
Are you telling him this?
Well, yeah, I have. And he's like, no, I love you.
Then tell him you need to talk to him some more. You need to spend more time with him.
Drew, I don't want to cut you off, but we do got to check the time. It has been 17 seconds. It was checked the time of the time. It's 11:47 and 30 seconds. That's 12 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up the wishing hour. I'm Ace Rock Coles, my good over there partner is Dr. Drew, Dr. Love. I like the call. He is hot, hot, hot. Let's hop back on the phones and take some more calls. First, a quick check of temperatures. Glendale's coming in 67, Arcadia 63, Pasadena 55 degrees, El Cajon 71, Eagle Rock, and the general Glendale area there, San Fernando Valley. That's coming in 63, El Toro, Encino, and Chula Vista all coming in at 69 degrees. Bellflower 55, Yucaipa 59. New Hall, Saugus coming in 72. Fountain Valley 71. Let's hop back on the phone and speak to Amy. Amy 16, you're on Love Line. What's going on?
Hi. I just want to say, Adam, you are like the bomb.
Well, thank you very much. Ace Rockola here, your humble servant, trying to help the kiddies out. I'm going to check this.
Ace Rockola.
Thank you. I'm going to give you a quick check of the time and the weather coming just a few seconds there. Well, let's see if we can get to your question first. Go ahead.
Okay. My best friend in like the whole world is 18, and she's never had a boyfriend.
All right, hold on a second. I mean, let's check time real fast. It's 11:48 and 30 seconds. That is 11 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up. Witching hour. Go ahead, Amy.
And, okay, she was molested when she was younger by her grandfather.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's precious. Yeah?
And I was wondering if I should, because she wants to be hooked up really bad, but I'm not sure if I should be the one to hook her up.
Hook her up with you?
Hold on. Hey, Amy, one second before you hook up, friend. I got to hook you guys up with some temperatures. Arcadia, Eric, coming in 53 degrees, Pasadena 55. Glendale coming in at 61. El Cajon, 63. Eagle Rock and El Toro coming in at 65 degrees. Go ahead.
Hook up with you?
No, hook up with a guy.
You're going to hook her up with a guy?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
But, like, she's kind of, like, scared.
No. She'd been abused by her grandfather?
Since she was six?
No. How old is she now?
Blah, 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 blah.
She's 18.
No, let it be that happened with somebody that really cares about her.
All right.
Don't just hook her up with anyone.
All right, Amy.
It's going to be traumatizing.
Yeah, take care of yourself. All right, babe. All right, we're going to hop back on the phones again. Should we check the time or hop back on the phones?
I think the time, yes.
No,
I'm not quite sure what time it is. I'm really confused.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Let's hop back on the phones and check, and then we'll check the time.
No, I'm upset.
Hold on a second. I'll give you the time.
What time is it?
Well, maybe... Now, well, it's 11:50 straight up, but that doesn't mean anything to you until I do the math where I say 10 minutes away from midnight, right? Now you know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hop back on the phone.
That's strange. We'll I felt like I was lost.
We're going to check in with the time and the weather coming up. Jacob?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
16 years old. What's going on there, Jefe?
Oh, well, I have this problem. When I'm having sex with my girlfriend, I could only perform with, like, some music or something in the background. I was just wondering, is that, like, a mental thing?
What kind of music?
Like, heavy metal.
What kind? You know that Megadeth?
Metallica, Megadeth, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. All right, hold on a second there real fast. Let me check the time of it. 11:50. And 50 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up. Let's check some temperatures around the south. Glendale coming in at 61. Arcadia, 63. Pasadena and El Cajon coming in at 65 degrees. Eagle Rock, El Toro, and Chula Vista, 63. Chula Vista, Bellflower, 65, 65, 114. New Hall, Saugus, and Fountain Valley. Let's hop back on the phones and speak to Jacob over there. Jacob likes Elizabeth and Mabel. That's okay. Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
You're 19 years old. What's on there? We're down at Ace Rock Cola, smack dab in the middle of the lightning round.
What is the temperature at Riverside right now?
Riverside coming in at 64 degrees.
Tammy,
go ahead.
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for like 2.5 years.
Two and a half?
Yeah, something like that. I've never had an orgasm in my whole life.
Never had the big O, huh? yeah. I had one 10 minutes ago. True's still mobbing up.
I think.
Hold on a second, Tommy. Hey, thank you, Anderson. Best in business. Kid him alive. He's the best in business. Total professional. I got to check time real fast. It's 11:51. No, wait a minute. 11:52 straight up. 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. The witching hour, 12 midnight. I'm Ace Rock Coles, a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Hot, hot, hot. Right in the middle of lightning round. Glendale coming in at 63 degrees.
What is the question you have about that, Tammy?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm.
What is the question?
No, okay, my question is, it's for some reason, okay, he thinks it's him, and it's not him. It's not that I don't enjoy it.
It's you.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Glendale coming in at 63 degrees, that's 38 degrees away from 100.
And, anyways, it's like,
when we have sex or whatever, it's like sometimes I back up from him.
Yeah.
They back up?
It gets too intense.
You give him the rear end? Is that what you're saying?
And I don't like, I'm not really into like oral or anything like that.
Whoa. I can't hear that. Not at this time. Not at 11:52 and 45 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 15 seconds away from the top of the hour straight up. Doesn't even give oral.
You got to figure out what you need sort of emotionally and physically, and you got to figure that out for yourself. And it's not, you know, if there are things you can get your boyfriend to, if you really are in love with him, you should instruct him and sort of let him just...
El Cajon and Fontana coming in 59 degrees. That's 41 away from the top of the hour. No, wait a minute. Was that 31? Jeez, I got to do that. 41 away from 100 degrees.
From the top of the hour.
That's 22 Celsius. All right, let's hop back Palm Springs. Jazzy 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up there, partner? Glad to have you aboard. Yeah, let me check time real fast. Yeah, 11:53 and 35 seconds. 6 minutes and 25 seconds away from the top of the hour straight up. What's happening, partner?
What's up, man?
What's up, Emily?
My gay friend. I think he's gay. I'm not sure. I'm really straight though. And
yeah, he's straight.
He comes over to my house and he grabs me and I don't know what to do, man.
You're gay.
Straight as Mulholland. Straight as Liberace. Hold on, Drew.
Yeah.
Let me check some of the temperatures around Southland real fast.
I was wondering when we get to that.
It's important for people to know exactly how hot or cold it is outside.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'd be confused.
You'd be very confused. Just like
You know how it is. You step out, you think it's 120 degrees, and then the guy on the radio tells you it's 55, so you know to put a sweater on.
I would lose all track of time and space were you not telling me what the ambient temperature and the time was.
Chula Vista coming in at 55 degrees. El Toro, 53. Yucaipa coming in at 49 degrees. Bellflower's dropped from 71 down to 70. Newhall Saugus area coming in at 63. That's a low desert and inland area. Fountain Valley, 51. And Cerritos, 50 straight away. That's 50 away from 100. That's 18 Celsius. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Well, there you have it.
Mercifully.
Another episode of Loveline has come to an end. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, for doing a great job on the phones all week long. Damien for keeping a shirt on tonight.
Yeah.
Various stages of undress the last few nights.
True.
Doing a great job on the phones and on everything else. And producer Ann, of course, who's without whose magic feminine touch, this show would not be possible. Booking a bunch of great guests, not only this week, but last week and coming
week,
up next week. Yeah. And Anderson, the magician behind there.
He's the one who sucks.
That's right.
He's not a real engineer that we found out tonight.
Well, here's why they call him the magician. Not because he does great with the engineering. He's an actual magician. He shouldn't be doing this.
I see.
I'm trying to do my best here under really difficult circumstances.
Yeah, this is not his gig. He really should be at parties entertaining kids.
Nice.
So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Drew masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once.
Once?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.